Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Interministerial committee to visit flash flood hit Sikkim today to assess damages and provide assistance. Death toll rises to 30, 81 still missing. GST Council says taxpayers may file appeals against demand orders for last fiscal till January next year. Indian Air Force to unveil its new ensign today on its 91st anniversary. Israel launches Operation Swords of Iron in retaliation after death toll in Hamas attack rises over 300. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India stands in solidarity with Israel. In Afghanistan, at least 120 killed and 1,000 injured in a 6.3 magnitude earthquake. And in ICC World Cup, India to take on Australia at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai at 2 p.m. In flash floods hit Sikkim, the death toll rose to 30, including 9 Indian Army personnel. State Disaster Management Authority confirmed that 81 people are still missing after the glacial-fed Lohnak Lake in North Sikkim, which triggered a flash flood in Teesta River Basin on the 4th of this month. A total of 1,320 houses were severely damaged. Till date, 2,563 people were rescued. Around 7,025 persons have taken shelter in 30 relief camps. Due to flash floods in the Teesta River Basin, 13 bridges have been washed away. Yesterday, Minister of State for Home Affairs, Ajay Kumar Mishra, chaired a meeting with Sikkim Chief Secretary, Departments, Army, ITBP, BRO, NHIDCL and NHPC at Tashiling Secretariat in Gangtok. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Mishra said that the central government is closely monitoring the situation in Sikkim and all necessary assistance for the state is being provided. He said that the Prime Minister and the Union Home Minister are in constant touch with Sikkim Chief Minister. He informed that the central government has constituted an interministerial committee comprising senior officers from 5 ministries, agriculture, road transport and highways, Jal Shakti, energy and finance. The committee will visit Sikkim from today to take stock of the ground situation, assess damages and provide assistance. Mr. Mishra informed that the central government has granted an advance sanction of the allocated budget for NDRF and SDRF for 2023-24 to enable the state to carry out immediate rescue, relief and restoration. He assured that the central government will leave no stone unturned to restore normalcy in Sikkim. He urged state government officials to prepare short-term and long-term plans to effectively rebuild infrastructure. The 52nd GST Council yesterday came out with an amnesty scheme giving taxpayers time till the 31st of January 2024 to file appeals against demand orders passed by tax officers till March 2023. As per the GST law, an assessee can file an appeal against an assessment order seeking taxes within 3 months of the tax officer passing such an order. This can be extended by one more month. This will facilitate a large number of taxpayers who could not file an appeal in the past within the specified time period. The council in its meeting also gave extra time to GST registered businesses to file appeals with an enhanced pre-deposit of 12.5% of the tax demand against 10% currently. In another trade facilitation measure, the GST Council has amended GST rules to provide that provisionally attached property will be released after completion of 1 year. Under the GST law, tax officers can provisionally attach properties, including bank accounts of GST-registered entities, over non-payment of taxes. Yesterday, briefing the media after the conclusion of 52nd GST Council meeting, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said several important decisions were taken relating to GST appellate tribunals, GST on millets and molasses. She said the Council has taken decision to reduce GST on molasses from 28% to 5%, which will benefit sugarcane farmers. The finance minister also informed that flour containing 70% millets will attract 0% GST if sold in other than prepackaged and labeled form. She added that if the same is sold in a prepackaged and labeled form, it will attract 5% GST.
The GST on molasses has been reduced from 28% to 5%. This will benefit sugarcane farmers, we hope, and this will enable their dues to be cleared faster because more money will be left in the hands of the mills or whoever. And the council and we all feel that it will also lead to reduction in the cost of manufacturing of cattle feed, which will be a major development. And a separate tariff HS code has been created at the 8-digit level in the customs tariff to cover rectified spirit for industrial use.
On the occasion of its 91st anniversary, the Indian Air Force is all set to conduct a ceremonial parade at Air Force Station Bamroli and the air display over the Sangam area in the vicinity of the Ordnance Depot Fort in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh today. Governor of Uttar Pradesh, Anandiben Patel, will grace the occasion as chief guest. State Industrial Development Minister Nandagopal Gupta Nandi, Chief of Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary, Chief of Defence Staff, General Anil Chauhan, the General Officer in Command of Central Air Command, Air Marshal R.G.K. Kapoor, and other dignitaries will also grace the occasion. AIR correspondent reports that the Indian Air Force will unveil its new ensign in the Air Force Day Parade today.
Indian Air Force will unveil its new ensign in the Air Force Day Parade today. Ceremonial parade at Air Force Station Bamroli will include Air Warriors marching and matching steps with full energy. Sky Parajumpers will perform outstanding stunts and fill the people with thrill and enthusiasm. For the first time, a battalion of women Agniveers will also participate in the parade. In the air display, more than 100 fighters and transport aircraft, including the Rafale fighter jets and helicopters from 10 air bases, will showcase the power of Indian Air Force. The Indian Air display will witness a formal send-off to MiG-21 and the recently included C-295 transport aircraft will make its debut at the Air Force Day over the Sangam. The helicopter air display team of the IAF Sarang will perform a 5-aircraft display for the first time. Surya Kiran aerobatic team will display various formations like VIC formation, diamond formation. Apart from this, Akash Ganga sky display team of IAF will also be seen in action. Om Awasthi, AIN News, Prayagraj.
Union Minister for Heavy Industries, Dr. Mahendranath Pandey, yesterday visited Pulwama in South Kashmir to showcase the central government's commitment to foster collaboration and growth in the region. The visit was a part of a public outreach program which commenced with an inaugural ceremony of various projects, followed by a review meeting. Dr. Pandey expressed great satisfaction over the progress in all schemes and the saturation of different schemes in the district. The Union Minister also met with various delegations representing Panchayati Raj Institutions, PRIs, Block Development Council, BDCs, District Development Council, DDCs, led by the DDC chairperson and a dynamic youth delegation. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The Israeli Defense Forces launched Operation Swords of Iron after the death toll in Hamas attack rose over 300, with 1,500 injured. In response to the deadly attacks, the Israel Defense Forces launched the operation, hitting 17 military compounds and 4 operational command centers belonging to Hamas in the Gaza Strip, killing more than 230 people. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu strongly attacked Hamas and declared war. As per reports, Israeli mayor and head of Sha'ar Hanegev Regional Council, Ofir Liebstein, was also killed in the deadly rocket fire. Several Israelis have also been held hostages in Gaza. Meanwhile, world leaders have also condemned the ghastly attack on Israel by Hamas terrorists. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed solidarity with Israel and said that India's thoughts and prayers are with the innocent victims and their families. US President Joe Biden said that there is never any justification for terrorism, adding that Washington stands firmly with the government and people of Israel. Biden also held talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and affirmed full support for Israel's right to self-defense. In a statement, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak expressed his shock over the attack. Following Hamas terrorist attack on Israel, India's representative office to Palestine has asked all Indian nationals in Ramallah to directly contact the office in case of emergency or if any assistance is needed. The representative office also provided a 24-hour emergency helpline. In a social media post, India's representative office to Palestine said, in light of the prevailing security situation, Indian nationals in Palestine can directly contact the representative office of India to address any case of emergency or needed assistance on the 24-hour emergency helpline Jawal 0592-916-418 and WhatsApp plus 970-592-916-41. In response to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's statement on X, Israel's ambassador to India, Naor Gilon, stated, "Thank you at PMO India. India's moral support is much appreciated. Israel will prevail." In another post shared on X, Gilon stated, "Israel is under a combined attack from Gaza during the Jewish holiday." In Afghanistan, at least 120 people were killed in a powerful earthquake which hit the western part of the country near the Iranian border yesterday. The province's disaster management chief, Musa Ashari, told reporters that more than 1,000 injured women, children and elderly citizens have been injured. The 6.3 magnitude quake struck about 40 kilometers from the western city of Herat at around 11 a.m. local time. Many buildings were damaged, trapping people under rubble, and there were at least three powerful aftershocks. In the fifth match of the ODI Cricket World Cup today, Team India will start their campaign against Australia at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match will begin at 2 p.m. Yesterday, South Africa defeated Sri Lanka by 102 runs at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. Put into bat, the Proteas amassed a mammoth total of 428 runs for 5 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. In another match, Bangladesh defeated Afghanistan by 6 wickets at Dharamshala. At the Hangzhou Asian Games in China, the Indian contingent finished its campaign by living up to the commitment of Isbar Sawpar with a record haul of 107 medals comprised of 28 gold, 38 silver and 41 bronze. This outstanding feat surpassed India's previous best of 70 medals at the Jakarta Asian Games in 2018. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Vaibhav Srivastava.
Thank you, Sunil. Invaded Israel declares war, reads the headline in the Pioneer. In solidarity with Israel, says Modi, writes the Hindu. Big GST relief for millets and molasses, writes the Financial Express, highlighting the reduction in GST on millet flour in prepackaged form from 18 to 5% and removal of GST on non-labeled form. In line with Prime Minister Modi's Independence Day announcement, the government may soon launch a credit scheme for low-income citizens aspiring to own their own house, writes the Hindustan Times. Navy rules out 360-degree appraisal to improve promotion evaluation, reports the Times of India. 61 years, 19 editions, Sattvic Chirag duo brings home first badminton gold in Asian Games, writes the Tribune. And finally, the Asian Age features a jubilant Indian women's kabaddi team after it won a gold, which also set the Indian contingent's 100th medal, with the headline, India hit 100 at Asian Games. With that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Vaibhav. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Interministerial committee to visit flash flood hit Sikkim today to assess damages and provide assistance. Death toll rises to 30, 81 still missing. GST Council says taxpayers may file appeals against demand orders for last fiscal till January next year. Indian Air Force to unveil its new ensign today on its 91st anniversary. Israel launches Operation Swords of Iron in retaliation after death toll in Hamas attack rises over 300. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India stands in solidarity with Israel. In Afghanistan, at least 120 killed and 1,000 injured in a 6.3 magnitude earthquake. And in ICC World Cup, India to take on Australia at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai at 2 p.m. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.